The Great Thinker. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the thought for today. The Great Thinker. We've talked before about the Great Thinker, and we'll talk many times in the future about the Great Thinker, and we'll even talk right now about the Great Thinker. What is the Great Thinker? Is a Great Thinker a being, a consciousness? Is a Great Thinker the universal mind? Is a Great Thinker somebody who has great thoughts? Who is the Great Thinker? Well, I would define the Great Thinker as anyone who thinks. Anyone who thinks is the Great Thinker. Now, what does it mean to think? To think means to meditate upon. It means to consider. It means to listen to your inner voice. It means to think what your inner voice says and respond to it. But the Great Thinker is sort of a useless thing. The Great Thinker is one who thinks and who believes that the thoughts that they think are valid and thinks those thoughts and has no problem with them. Most people have problems with their thoughts. Most people think thoughts and they think, I wonder if that's right. I wonder if that's wrong. I say to people, tell me your first thought. And not one person in the entire universe that I have ever spoken to, and I've spoken to everybody in the entire universe, not one person has been able to tell me their first thought. And all of them claim that they're God. They claim that they're created the cause of the universe. They claim that they are the universal thinker, that they're the great thinker. They claim that they're all-knowing. They claim that all that is, and they cannot, as you cannot, tell me their first thought. Now, what is your first thought about anything? What is your first thought about getting up in the morning? When you get up in the morning, you wake up and you think, it's early yet, I'll sleep a little longer. You wake up, whoops, it's late, I better run, I better move it. Oh, it's a lovely day. Oh, it's raining outside, it's snowing outside. Oh, it's yet dark in the morning when I get up. Oh, look at that, the sun is up already. Summertime is here. The days are longer. How wonderful. Now, you say those are not very notable, commendable, big thoughts, you know, great thinker thinking big thoughts. That first thought is not really a great thought. What is your first thought? What is your first thought? Well, our first thought, at least the first thought of a great thinker, is a thought that the great thinker has chosen to think and thinks continuously. Now, if you are a great thinker, well, let's just pretend that you're God. Let's just pretend that you're the creative cause of the universe and that you are the universal allness and you are the whiz kid, yeah? Okay, now, what's your first thought? What's the first thought of any successful person? What's the first thought of any happy person? What's the first thought of any person who is alive, the little children? What's their first thought? Their first thought's not about to do, to be, to go, to think, their first thought is just to enjoy themselves. I like me. First thought of any great thinker, of any great being, of any great anything, is I like me. Now, this is a stupid remark I'm going to make right now, but listen to it and think about it. It's not as stupid as we think. Okay. Here is a piece of iron. What is a piece of iron's first thought? Mm-hmm. What does a piece of iron think first? Now, just tell me from the magnificence of your thinking process, what would you think a piece of iron would say to itself, about itself, of its world, and whatever it is? I am? Would it say, I am iron? Or would it say,
I am that I am.
I am that I am. Perhaps it would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? Nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. But what does it really mean?
Not
it means whatever I am, I am. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just go now to a piece of gold.
Okay.
Here's a chunk of gold. What is the gold going to say of itself? It's going to say, I am gold. You know, I am. I am that I am. Whatever I am, I am. Now, is it going to call itself good or bad? Does it know that it is not 100% gold? Does it know that it's not, it's only 14 karat or 18 karat or whatever? You know? You see, when you are aware that you are the is, you are the great thinker, thinking your thought of thinking I am that I am. You are not thinking I would like to be. You're not thinking I would like to have peace on earth. You're not thinking I would like to change the world, the atmosphere. Now here I am, this piece of gold. And I'm this wonderful big piece of gold. And I'm just sitting there on the face of the earth looking around thinking, I am that I am. And then I look in the sky and here comes a meteorite. It's coming hell-bent for election. It's just roaring through the sky, heading straight toward me. Well, this piece of meteorite hits me right square in the middle of my tummy. Just hits me. And it is hot. Whoa! I haven't felt anything so hot since I was born. And it's really hot. And it melts me.
Uh-huh.
It just melts me into itself. So then, years later, scientists come along. They find this meteorite. And they find here on this portion of the meteorite, gold. Oh, there must be gold on this planet from which the meteorite came. Because here it is, melted all the way through this meteorite in whatever area it reached out to melt into. And so it must be gold. Oh, now, isn't that fascinating? But the gold says to the scientist, I am that I am. And the scientist says, no, you ain't that you are yet. You are what you're in. And you're in that satellite. You're in that asteroid. You're in that piece of star dust, you know, that has come down. And so the star must have gold on it. Maybe I have to go up there and mine some. And so all sorts of interesting concepts come up. Now, the gold is itself. Now, it doesn't have to be coagulated into its own form or substance, you know, into a gold bar. It can be spread around in the asteroid. And what happens? The asteroid itself is an unstable substance. It's metallic and everything else, but it's unstable. And so, little by little, it crumbles. And given enough time, or maybe hit it with another asteroid, and it melts, and the gold melts and flows down. It flows to its own level, it flows to its own meeting point, and becomes its own little bar again, you know, separate from the other. Now, it always was what it was, but it didn't appear to be what it was. It appeared to be something different. But now, it had never any confusion as to what it was. It always knew, I am that I am. It always knew that it was that gold. Now, humanity, who have minds or brains to use to think, get all confused. Because humanity is all mixed up. Humanity is its blood and guts and everything else under the sun. And humanity is all the minerals too. All humanity has gold in them and everything else. But what is humanity? But humanity is not like the gold bar. The gold bar is of its own substance. Humanity appears to be of a multilateral experiences of gold and lead and all the other substances that can be, all the atoms of the universe, so to speak. Well, then man gives up his substance, he gives up his body, and he doesn't exist anymore. Man has no more awareness, no more isness, no more I am-ness. And so he cannot say I am. But that's only because you are the observer, and you're observing from the physical aspect, physical point of view. And because you observe from a physical point of view, you don't see beyond it. You don't see into that magnificent realm which goes beyond the physical, into the mental, into the spiritual, into the esoteric, into a realm that is so glorious that we cannot conceive. Now, hey, we had that all the time. We had that in us all the time, and we didn't even know it. We were just playing with the outside effects, and we weren't even aware of that dramatic, dynamic self that we are, that gave us the right to say, I am that I am. What is the essence of gold? I am that I am. Is the essence of gold the physical expression on the outer? Or is the essence of gold the intrinsic reality? Why do some substances consider themselves of no value? And they do. Why do some substances consider themselves of no value, like water? They say, I have no value. Look at me in the ocean. Look at me in the rain clouds. Look at me in the rivers. Look at me in the lakes and stuff. I don't know. And I come down on the ground, you know, and I'm just a passing through situation. I have no value. Well, it has no value. It has no value when it goes through its cycles and it doesn't think that it stops to bless as it goes along. Man has no value except for the intrinsic nature of man, the nature of man which is invisible, the great thinker that man is. Now, why would we say man is a great thinker? Well, man is a great thinker because man is thinking the universal concepts that apparently have never been expressed before. Mankind is thinking of the computer. And 1,000 years ago, the computer was never thought of. Mankind is thinking about submarines and airplanes, and not too long ago, they weren't even thought about. And yet, they were thought about. And yet, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, he drew pictures of them long before they became something. Now, this is how life goes. The reality, see, the great thinker is filled with every thought, every great thought. And when we tune ourselves in to the great thinker, we say the universal mind, we say the allness, When we tune ourselves into that, what happens to us? Then that which it is, we are. Now, were we always that which it is? And yes, we were, but we hadn't tuned into it. Now, can we tune in to the great thinker? Can we tune in to all that is right now and be it right now? The answer is yes. Now, do we want to? The answer is no. We don't want to because we don't think that that's so much fun or that's not important. Why do I say that's not a nice thing to say? But I'm saying that because it's the evidence that you show. Do you want to be the gold bar or do you want to be the essence of the gold? You say, well, I don't know. I thought the gold bar was the essence of the gold, you know. Well, the gold bar is not the essence of the gold. What makes gold so valuable? They say, well, it's there's not much of it, you know. Well, that's not true. There's lots of gold. There's as much gold as there is anything else. How could the alchemist change base substances into gold if the gold were not already in the base substance? You see, in any base substance is gold. In any base substance is anything that we want it to be. In anything we want to be is already what we want it to be.
Uh-huh.
And all it is for us to think the thought to be the great thinker and let these possibilities be demonstrated through our life. You know? Mm-hmm. Now, we saw Queen Latifah in the last
holiday,
and in there she had a possibility book. And in her possibility book she had all sorts of dreams and desires, dreams that she herself didn't have the forwardness to go out and create for herself, but just to dream about. But she dreamed them pretty well. She dreamed them pretty solidly. Because she dreamed herself a good swift kick in the butt, you know, which was telling her that she was ill, you know, and she wasn't. And then she said, well, what the heck? It's my money. I'm going to enjoy it before I leave. I die in a couple weeks. I'm going to enjoy that money. I'm going to go and have fun. And so she did all the things she never dreamed she would do on her possibility book. And, of course, it had to bring in the love activity, too. But in the process, she stopped being a person who just minded her own business and didn't say anything about anybody else's life. And she began saying things to people when they spoke to her. See, she stopped playing that she was Ingeborg and that her word was not important and nobody needed to listen to her. And she started realizing that, hey, I got a right to my opinion. I got a right to what I want to say. And not that she said that. She says, I have an opinion. Not that I have a right to, but I have an opinion. And then she gave it. And each time she gave it, it was pretty heavy, but she gave it with so much unconditional love that it could not be taken offense to. Now you see, that's the big difference. Now you each are the big thinker. You are the great thinker. You are the great thought. You are the great allness of the universe. You are everything that gold means. Not just the bar that appears, or not just its carat, or not just the idea that it's limited, it's not very available. Not just the idea that you're worn in jewelry around the necks of kings and potentates and mothers and wives and sweethearts, or on the fingers of men who are getting married, you know. You're not just that. That's just one little area. One little area which says, hey, isn't this beautiful? This is beautiful. This is great. And you see, that is how the great thinker thinks. That's how the great thinker is demonstrated in each one of us. And each one of us have only begun to recognize that we're the great thinker. Each one of us has only begun to recognize that we're Queen Latifah in the last holiday. And you say, well, that was pretty tough, you know. No, it was not pretty tough. She was a very sound woman. I'm going to die. So I don't feel sick. I have no reason not to enjoy myself. I'm going to go and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And I have the money to do it with, you know. And so she did it. And ending up even in the presidential suite.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it. Now, this is the thing. Can you get yourself to that point where you're going to die? Where your values completely change? Where you no longer are trying to save for tomorrow. You're no longer trying to put away your money and not enjoy it as you go along. Mm-hmm. You're no longer thinking that your word is just the word of a simple person, you know. Now you think, hey, I got an opinion. And I'm going to say it lovingly, but I'm going to say it. Because my opinions are good. I'm good. You see, when you are the great thinker, you are the allness of the universe. You're not more than anybody else, and you're not something which has never been thought, because it's there. It's been thought 100 million times, and now you're ready to make it thought in your life, in your world, in your experience. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Kind of fun.
Okay. Right.
All right. I am the great thinker, thinking the great thoughts. And that doesn't mean it's something that never was thought, something that only the great can think. But it is something that only those who like themselves and believe in themselves and delight in themselves will ever do or will ever enjoy. And I, for one, am right there, enjoying it with all my heart, soul, and being. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
My great thinkers.
Mm-hmm.